Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
Moving on down, I went down to YouTube, the TikTok or YouTube rabbit hole. A dude was explaining, and I'm like, wow, that makes sense. The dude said, he said Michael Jackson died in 1979 when his hair burned up. Cause he would say he was explaining it, and they would say something. They were waiting to clone him after he died. And they said, what the next album was? Thriller. And I'm like, wow, you know, it makes sense. Now, if he was a clone, he's about the same, right? Lifespan halfway, he started turning white. Nose started falling off. I'm with the theory, because you know why? I don't know now, nigga, that got his skull burnt up like that and walked away with not crazy. Because I'm telling you, boy, I still remember that commercial. I seen that shit. I was like, this nigga shit on fire for real? What if they had clone? This is totally off the subject. But that shit, it'll make a plausible explanation, right? The clone just goddamn got old.
So they cloned Michael Jackson, huh?
You don't know who the fuck they on clone. We don't know what's going on really now. We be seeing up. Because you always see celebrities talking about, is that the real person you getting in the car with? Like, huh? I've heard a lot of celebrities say that. They say sometimes it's the devil. Nigga, maybe it's a clone. A lot of them say that. They say, I always say, like, sometimes you think you getting in a car with somebody that's your friend, but it's not your friend. Crunchy Black said it. Other white light celebrities said you can't trust who you getting in the car with when you're in Hollywood. And I said, God damn. Thank God I ain't rich. Who want to live that type of lifestyle? I think I'm getting in the car with Brandon. It's the devil.
Yeah.
Nigga, I could just walk downtown Atlanta and pass all the devils, nigga, and every... I pass a bunch of devil on Old National, nigga. That's true. But if you look it up, a lot of celebrities say that. The ones who kind of like all messed up now, they say you don't know who you get in the car with. You think it's your friend. That ain't your friend. That's somebody else in his skin. I'm like, that shit sound a lot of familiar. You know, the first two times, I'm like, they crazy. You hear about 15 times, you started looking around like, damn, you steal my homeboy Brandon. Do me and Jermaine need to cut your skull back. And make sure you got that reptilian skin underneath.
Trust me, ain't nobody fucking wasting their time cloning me. Yeah, like for what? To what end?
Hey, we gotta get Jermaine of it. A game that podcast go national and ruin the nigga real out of chicken wonton too good.
Yeah.
Hey, look, they clone Brandon and infiltrate. I like it.
Dude, if they clone me, yeah.
You're wasting a clone.
Yeah, fucking good on them. But, like, if they clone me, they are fucking up. That was a waste.
I don't think to Jamal. Hey, look, what they always say, come on, buddy. You know no shit. Like, I would never do no shit like that. I seen They Live, nigga. They put them glasses on. Check his flesh.
That shit would be a waste of money.
Like I said, man, you don't know what's going on in the world. Could we assume we do, but we don't really know shit.
Can't.
We don't know nothing. We only know what we believe and what we don't believe.
That's it, nigga. They believe in aliens, but nigga, they here. Yeah. They show it to him every day.
The lizard man here, too, and we keep fucking around talking about we. Hey, it don't matter. Utterly insane. Go ahead, Jermaine.
Oh, you good, nigga. I don't want that shit funny. I got one instant. The motherfucker, I got a good quick question. Would you want to see an alien? Would you want to, like, see it face to face? Because I had a motherfucker tell me they would like to see one before they die. I'm like, do you know that them motherfuckers, I don't believe they're going to look as friendly as they do on TV?
You get that probe 2 weeks before you die.
Oh, I don't want to do nothing crazy. Nigga,
it's
an alien.
So cold. My butt hurt. Why? We keep giving you stew softener, but that alien coming here tearing me up. I don't know what he looking for. Ain't nothing but clam chowder and the rest of that garbage I'm eating in there.
I love it, boy. I love it.
don't know why y'all don't know. Aliens, please stop giving people probes. Ain't nothing you can find out back there but disgusting activity. Moving on to the business inside.
Corn don't digest in our bodies, nigga.
Utterly insane. A former U.S. surgeon general say he went to the ER for dehydration, ended up with a $5,000 bill. He called the medical system broken. Well, nigga, this your first time? Oh, well. Everybody says broken.
Well, he was the surgeon general. Why didn't you make any motherfucking changes?
He was getting that good stuff until he was probably no longer the surgeon general. And, you know, his insurance been cut.
I mean, yeah, probably so. But, like, you know, you had your chance.
Yeah, my thing is, nigga, what you complain about, nigga?
You a surgeon general. You ain't hurt.
You think it just broken, nigga? You know what I did? Miss Jamal and Brandon. I ain't hear no ambulance bill, nigga, because them motherfuckers already run you $3,000, nigga. So I know your dehydration bill should have been a little higher.
What kind of weak constitution you got? You ain't got a glass of water in the truck. Nigga, you the surgeon general. How you get your job and you have dehydration? You must have been on some of that stuff. Do you get dehydration from Coke?
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Let's get on down to Unilad.com. MIT student created a device that is able to search the entire internet using just his mind. This dude in Massachusetts Institution of Technology has created a device that allowed a human to communicate with the machine using our minds. And it is truly incredible. You want one thing about the human mind, you have seen 1,000 movies. I don't give a damn if you think it's real, if you think it's fake. Normally, it's spot on by the time it happens. It never fails. We don't need to be trying. We barely can think as it is now. You want to give somebody the internet all the time in your brain?
My thing is, why would I
you want to be at it? You want to be able to search the internet in its entirety? Why? Go ahead.
I'm with you, nigga, for what reason? Like, first off, I don't want my brain connected to Skynet, nigga, because, like, what would happen if that crashed on you? Like, what's the effect? This, hey, look, we already know what them Neuralink's doing to them fucking monkeys, nigga, so talk to me, Jack. Talk to me, Jack. I need some info.
And next year, we need to come back and ask what old boy who had that Neuralink. I need to see him walking around at Applebee's drinking a beer. If he's 10 feet under, y'all lied to us.
And he got a gown on with the back missing. Y'all, hey, look. Every time I think about that shit, go to Grady, man. You can see a bunch of niggas with no drawers on, with a gown on, with the wind blowing.
They got the back of their head split open with no brain.
Oh yeah.
While we let people do lobotomy, y'all should go to jail and hell. We got to do a follow up from last week. Hey Brandon, did you ask your people at work about the country rap?
Fuck no. Of course I didn't. I forgot all about it.
Moving on down to Facts Mafia. This is an Instagram page, but this is also on Yahoo News and every other website. A monk in the Himalayas meditating in frozen temperature. Practice, what do they call this? Tapasya? What is this? Tapayos? I don't know how you say this, but this is a thing where you heat your own body up. Because they've had guys who can heat water with their hands. But it's T-A-P-A-S-Y-A.
Oh.
Tapasya? Tapasya? Yeah, it might be Tapasya. I don't know. But, you know, I love to come in, though. But, you know, he's been in a frozen temperature for a while, they said. They didn't say how long, but the comments had me dying. Somebody, they said, man, he's been dead for 6 months. That's why he's so good.
Oh, shit. Hey, the first thing I said was, you know what I said, Brandon Jamal? I said, God damn now, wait a minute. Who does this monk know with a cell phone? And or why is this nigga climbing? How did he climb the Himalayas, nigga? That's what I want to know. With no shoes.
Maybe it was just another photo, but then again, you know, even.
Oh, that's that nigga. I was blinking. I was just like, this. Y'all niggas serious, huh? And you want to warm your body up, nigga, get me these lottery numbers. Y'all doing too much. All that airbender shit don't work right now.
I'm sorry. You want to warm me up, get me some more stimmies.
Yeah, nigga. Warm these nylon pockets up, nigga. They got holes in them, nigga. Put some glue on them. But whatever, hey, look, man. Do your thing, Monk, man. I want to see you out hanging with the boy having a beer, nigga, in the next 2-3 months.
I want to see you on the beach, see what them hands look like.
Do they go get them niggas if they dive, though?
Hey, man, I guess if you don't come back, strong constitution, man. But hey, man, shout out to America. They've actually showed people monks do this where they warm their body temperature. It could be some old trickery. Yeah, I told you, man. You see motherfuckers do some magical shit. They put Transformers on live goddamn television, on movies. So anything possible now.
All I know is two things about these monks. That cell phone game legit, nigga. That was clear picture. And two, y'all nigga got monks doing crack, man. So I don't know what the fuck going on now. They ain't never forgot about that shit. Y'all had the whole monastery on crack. You remember that shit, B-Rock?
Yes, it's one of my favorite stories.
And then they come downhill and then be living the American life getting on crack. They be getting on raw drugs. I mean, what about the ones who carry the books? I can't think of the religion right now. The Buddhists.
The Harry
Y'all
Christmas.
Are hanging down in Little Five Point. Do you understand how dangerous it is in Little Five Point? Little Five Point. I don't even understand why so many. They be down there all the time passing out books. They gave me one and was trying to explain it to me. I looked at them like, hey, I like, man, you know I ain't going to read this shit. You can look in my eyes and tell I ain't read a book since high school.
Plus, Little Five ain't dangerous no more.
It's a lot of weirdos down there. It get dangerous. It's a lot of weirdos down there. Don't get me wrong. I've been down there plenty of time, but come on, Brandon. Say it be some real weirdos down there. That place is for everybody who wants to be weird. You can go down there in a costume. Nobody say a thing to you.
It used to be, you know. Now it got all fucking gentrified and fucking yuppied up.
Like, you don't be down there enough, man. You be like, God damn, where they get y'all crazy motherfuckers from? Y'all can't, your mama let you walk out the house like that? Man, you cold, be seeing boy. Mixed racing with crack. I've seen a black dude with spiky hair with some white girl. I said, what the hell is going on down here? And She had on regular clothes, but he had on like a woman's crop top.
Hey, man, all I'm going to tell you niggas, y'all just better be gone before it get dark. What they say? Before it get too dark out here now. I got to get ghost before it get too dark.
Sundown town.
Y'all don't let the folk go out there and rip take y'all clothes off because they going to think y'all niggas got some gold on that shit. That's why I keep going. I'm just saying, they going to Buddhist temples and all these other places stealing your gold. They'll be down there and get caught up with no ransom shit.
They send them a Little Five Point. They make sure they ain't got nothing on them valuable but books. And what most people ain't stealing, Brandon?
Yeah, books? They want them books. Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna ever rob you for a book. And they know you come down there butt naked up under some clothes and they definitely ain't fucking with you. It just gonna be a bad day.
First thing I asked them, motherfucker, hey, nigga, how you eating? I don't understand the question. I mean, you got any money, nigga? How y'all eating? Where y'all staying at, nigga? I'm finna go fuck up y'all house.
I don't know, man. Utterly insane. Moving on to the Daily Caller. Hey, man, y'all white folk got to stop. White Terror 101. Nashville punk band, Boots singer, allegedly, he dosed his bandmate with estrogen so he can steal his girlfriend. This dude looks like a woman. Why would you do your homeboy like that? Like, what? A Brandon.
Yeah.
You know, this ain't all people. You're a white liaison. Y'all pretty smart. Not all the time, but sometimes. Can you explain to me why white men and other people of color would try to steal somebody's girlfriend by giving them estrogen so he can look less manly?
I don't know. It's a dirty move for sure. That is dirty pool, sir.
What can you buy estrogen at? Like, I just want to know. Like, you go to the doctor, say, nigga, load me up, nigga. I need 10 shots.
Yeah, man, I don't know, but all of a sudden, that motherfucker's growing tits and watching the view and crying, and, you know, like.
Kudos to your connect, though, my nigga. I don't know who your connect is, but he cold.
Yeah, all because you're trying to steal his girl, which is the dirtiest part of it, you know? Like, god damn, man, there's 7 other billion people in the world. You want one that your homeboy's with.
What he gonna say? He thought like, girl, don't. You don't fuck no nigga like that. Like,
what if she liked the titties and watching the view? Now you just ruined all opportunity for yourself.
I mean, maybe, but, bruh.
Bonbons, nigga.
Yeah, come on, man.
Hey, bro. I just want to know you got the estrogen from, and I want to know how you gave to this nigga in a drink. What he was doing, this motherfucker? How you give it to him? Stick it in, he was sleepy, poking him?
I don't know, man. It said he was obsessed with his partner girlfriend, and he wanted to sabotage their relationship.
Man, you're cold.
By cutting pre-workouts, he frequently gifts from his job, blah, blah, blah. I guess he get it from a workout place. He had a workout place, and he was getting estrogen. And he was getting in. That's how he was goddamn slipping it over. Oh, boy. Hey, man, everybody ain't your friend. You got to realize, you got to look in their eyes and see if they got their dark soul.
Man.
There's no white folk. If you know you start getting titties, you got to ask some questions. What the fuck? When did I get 8 cups?
Motherfucker, go to the doctor and say, your estrogen level is off the chain. Like, bitch, you lying to me.
How is that possible?
One, hey, look, be like Al Bundy. No wonder my hair growing so long.
I love bleed. Hey, man, moving on. Let's get on down the hill, Billy of the Week, boy. I'm telling you, boy, you foolish. This is NewYorkPost.com. A classroom sword duel held in New Mexico by a teacher leaves a student with severed nerve. And, bro, they said when the teacher hit him with the knife and he realized he was hurting, he told the class, well, I'm in trouble. This man had a goddamn duel fight
with swords in his
classroom with real swords. Hey, man, I appreciate your tenacity. That dude, I bet you that dude, he learned a valuable lesson. Never try to duel with a man who know what he doing.
It was 2 students.
I thought the teacher was with him, no. But he let 2 students duel.
Did
I not read this?
Yeah, he was watching them. 2 students were fucking dueling. One of them hit that girl's damn wrist, severed a tendon or something. Now they're saying she's, you know, can't ever fucking work or dream job, which was I don't know what, you know.
I'll be a baton waitress.
Maybe.
Hey, I'll just say that just make the lawsuit bigger. She'll never be her dream job as a tennis coach.
You know, and then I think the fucking principal tried to fucking cover it up and shit. Like,
oh.
So yeah, that girl's finna get paid.
It'll marry Jay. I'm going down with you. Hey, bro, why in the fuck would you try to cover that up? I'd be like, hey, look, bro, the folks come for you, then be smart, man. I don't know nothing about this shit.
Do you know how they got cut? This nigga wasn't even doing a real sword duel where the swords were the same. One had a katana and the other had a reaper. Who gonna slice who first?
What? This nigga had a reaper against a katana? You know my stick game with that katana, nigga?
And he probably gave the reaper to the girl knowing that shit heavy as hell. Or maybe old boy hit her with that reaper. He got that, 10 feet reach on her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it went down, but she ended up getting got.
Hey, one more thing before we get out of this story. I know somebody saw this nigga leaving the house with this shit. He had to talk to somebody about pre-planning about having this in his classroom. And y'all niggas ain't got no good friends, man. I've been like, my nigga, don't do that. They gonna fire you, bro. I'm just saying. That's good advice, my nigga. Don't do it.
Oh, man, moving on. Shout out to Christian, man. He sent us a story about two humpback whales having sex for the first time somebody caught on camera. And they were like, it's two males. It was two male humpback whales, and boy, the comments was hilarious. Oh, man. I cried until I cried, but I can't say what they were saying on there. Needless to say, that shit may be off of Instagram by now. Moving on down to Brandon Sanders, the greatest clip in America. In 1950, I bet we will have flying car. 2023, Alexa, turn my asshole green. Have you seen the butt plugs that have lights on the end? Do not stick this in you because you don't know what type of cheap metal what you jamming in your butt. So yo, man, cause I seen a feature film and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I was like, what? He had a remote control. Why would you want this?
I have known people that say they wear them at work. I'm like, it's all these strings. I'm like, you wear a butt plug. I like it. I don't know why you wearing it. I don't even know the joy of you having it.
Do your loosen thing. The caboose.
I mean, but all day? Like, nigga, you want to be sitting on that?
Why would you like your butt to have a change color? Hey, man.
They doing that for real?
Oh, yeah. You can buy them on Amazon.
You know I want their butt to change color. I mean, once you going to put that in the club? Now, that ain't a little brand. Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Would that shit fly at a rave?
Yeah.
I'm done. Yeah, dude, anything flew at a rave. Yeah.
She got to blow that lights up. I'm going some of that tonight.
If you see a girl with lights on her chest, you can't even see her breast. She just stole the party. Especially somebody who dressed in full light outfit. And she's sexy in the dark and with the lights on.
Yeah.
Now let's get on down to Black Terror. Boy, I'm telling you, man, when y'all go to McDonald's, y'all got to tighten up, man. Quit going there. Just stop it. Just stop going there. But boy, you ever got your milkshake up close and personal?
I mean, damn, boy. I mean, got it. Hey, look, got it from the
machine itself. So a black lady was arguing with another black manager, and she threw the food at the lady. And oh my God, if she didn't throw that blender, that lady knocked down for a cool 10 seconds before she realized she was at McDonald's. She didn't even want the food no more. She hit her in the face so hard, man. That was some black terror I seen all week.
Brandon, perfect aim, my nigga. I mean, in a son's forehead. I said, well, I'm going to hit you with him. Hey, I said, I want y'all to understand that. Them blenders ain't light. She picked that shit up and threw it and hit you in the face. Nah. That McDonald's will get their pants suit off there because they need to, but you deserve it. That lady wants some hot fries.
No. Yeah, please. Check the order, people. Black people at all McDonald's. Brandon said all the time, oh, I won't go in there. How you make the wrong order? It don't make sense. It shouldn't be that hard.
Man, I don't know. The one up the road from my house is starting to restore my faith in McDonald's a little bit. Like, they only fuck up my order like a fourth of the time.
That's still too much from going too down to the Daily Dot. The Daily Dot .com, another McDonald's terror. Isn't there a limit? The mom asked. A McDonald's manager asked the mom to come in for a meeting. He scheduled her 17-year-old son for 40 hours a week. You want to get them hours, don't you, Bob? you want to get them hours, don't you, Mook? What Mook mean? That's a good turn to hard worker.
Mook.
I'm a Mook, mommy.
I want you nigga to understand, bro, like, when this nigga got time to go to school, nigga? I would like to know how a nigga get 40 hours and go spend 10 of them at school.
Oh, May works 7 days a week, man. This would be a character.
I mean, nigga, that's even 6 hours a day. That'd give him 42 if he worked 7 days. So, yeah, it's possible. But goddamn, 17. y'all a couple of years ago, y'all weren't giving nobody 40 hours, but then a 17-year-old can get 40 hours.
Hey man, cause nobody want to work at McDonald's. And let's not forget, y'all going to jail who got these kids working on your kill flow, and they out there getting ripped up by the machine. And for some reason, these companies still stay in business. When you think a child get massacred in a goddamn meat processing plant, you would assume they'll close the place down. And we still need that chicken. Moving on to Black Terror of the week. This is the greatest Black Terror of all time. If you ever looked at black people and shook your, you know, had to shake your hand and say, very bad person. Carnival cruise passenger arrested after racking up over $11,000 in alleged credit fraud. If you on a cruise, if you spend more than $2,000, that's pushing it. If they know you staying in the poor cabin and you spend $11,000 on your week cruise, it ain't going to take long for that shit come up flag.
$11,000?
And then you got to sit in the brig all day in the boat.
That's so insane. Like, do you know how many charges you got now for using open waters too? Whatever, y'all ain't look, man. Whatever.
I need you to explain. Well, I can't even explain what my black sister was doing. We going on a cruise in credit fraud scheme. Do you know it is attached to your room and your ID? Girl, by the time we get out the boat, ain't nobody going to notice. You been here for 4 days and you racked up $9,000. I don't even know how you racked that much up on a cruise. They must went to a fancy cruise because all them Guy Fieri burgers free.
Bro, I don't know what she. I'm saying. I mean, all you can eat shit free all day long. I don't understand how she spent $9,000 on the cruise, like 11,000. On the boat already on the boat.
They probably went to the casino, man. Goddamn, lost all that shit. Then the came back flat. The casino been ripped out. Can you imagine going to a casino with a fake credit card and going ham and you get out before they realize it's stolen?
Boy, goddamn, boy, the biggest thing, boy. Oh, shit.
You go to the ATM. I'm going to try it, Jack. That shit give you $8,000. Oh, hell no. And I'm laughing because I will probably get, you go get the money. We can split it. You all right, Brandon?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Fuck you, nigga. You ain't laughing at nothing. I do apologize for what I just said, but man, that fake credit card at the goddamn in Las Vegas, boy, I'm pretty sure good scammers get out real easy and be winning at the table before they realize it's a scam.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Guess you wasn't a good one, though.
Brandon, I'm telling you, bro. White folk are always looking at black folk. They look at what you come in with. They searching your bag while you out there drinking. You know, all that shit. If you see two not here coming out with some dirty clothes, you $11,000. Nah, them young ladies ain't got that type of money. We've been watching them all week. They ain't paid for nothing. They keep doing it, buying drinks and going to casino. They ain't paid for no food, no champagne. They ain't even tipped nobody. Knowing that shit got to be for red flag. Hey, man, but if the credit card company can't figure that shit out on immediately, they got to tighten up. Hey, man, we're going to give a big shout out to old boy from last week. That coach who forfeited the game with a transgender person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they banned him for forfeiting the game. He can't play basketball or whatever for like the rest of the year. They banned him as a coach.
Huh.
Why would you do such a thing? You should never forfeit the game. Three people are going to the hospital tonight.
I mean, he said he damn called the game because they were going to the fucking playoffs, you know, like the next week or something. He's like, I can't have that many motherfuckers getting hurt, you know?
Smart man. I ain't even read the story. I appreciate you pointing. That's what I do miss about Lisa. I'm sorry. Lisa will always say, nigga, you didn't read the story at all, did you? No. Headline man. We got that from Dustin. Headline man. But still, you got three people hurt. You can't afford to be taking. You can't be afford to take that type of beat.
Yeah,
and he get banned.
They're like they played him earlier this year. Yeah. So
salty, man. Hey, man, moving on to the U.S., son. Ain't he good or won't he will? Hey, this for Brandon. I found $42,000 hidden in a sweater and $100 bills in Goodwill. I got to keep the money even after handing the cash back. I'm going to tell you something, Jack. If I see anything, I'm going to Goodwill tomorrow. I'm going to be cutting them up with razor blades. Ain't no money in none of this shit. All these clothes raggedy. Maybe that'd be a good hustle just going there looking in the pocket. Yeah, I found $80 today. You can come up.
Yeah, like, if I find 40 G's, man, I can't be fucking up my blessing. Sweater. Yeah.
They'd be mad with me, boy. Girl. Hey, look. Oh, my God.
Bring that sweater up and get one of them big back TVs. Just leave it in the back and let me leave.
Hey, you want to? Hey, would you like a bag, sir? Bitch, don't touch my sweater. I want. I just scan this motherfucker from over there. I don't want no money to drop out of here.
You know what? Give me 10 of those Christina Aguilera CDs too. Nobody ever buys those. Something up. You know, I want to buy goddamn. You know. You're a black person. I want to buy Deuce of Hazzard season 1 and 2 sitting in there. Let me see that sweater, nigga. Man, hey, man, don't mess
he
up your blessing. I ain't going to lie to you, boy. I screaming at motherfucker so loud. Are you okay, sir? It was a spider. I'll be screaming. I said, oh, sir, are you okay? Yeah, it's a spider, dog. Scared the hell out of me. Hey, what you said? Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, too.
Don't worry about what I said, nigga.
Like, what would you say if you saw all that money in a cashmere sweater that smelled like old pee-pee? Any good, though?
Well, yeah, won't he will.
God damn, won't he will walk out here with this. I'm going to buy 3 or 4 cashmere. Nigga, just scan those. I'm going to keep this in myself.
Hey, man, give me all them FUBU shirts. I'm finna go on I'm going to Goodwill later on there. I'm going to just start patting all the pockets.
What would this nigga at anyway? Because, like, I hate it for them folk, boy. Them folk would never seen them. Them folk would knew. They would never knew 40 bands in there. I would be going back to their store every day to check the pockets on all that shit.
I work in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, and it was in the envelope. But I guess they said nobody ever came back for the money. Man, shit, I would have been an employee. How much did you find? Then she would have came back 6 weeks later. Did anybody come get the money? What money?
Yeah, right. Man, wouldn't you know it? They damn sure did. Yeah.
God bless you. They said he go $25 for getting the money.
That right.
Nigga, hey, look, jackass for being a good Samaritan, fucking up your blessing. Somebody donated that, nigga, so you donated that money to me.
That's true. That's your blessing, man. Don't be out there trying to give it back. Oh, man, we're going to end this whole episode out with Black Terror so Brandon can go to sleep. But this is crazy. Oh, they arrested a black lady who was riding in a trunk with her baby. You gotta get home by any means necessary, man. And she looked all a bit of crazy. Hey, man, we ain't got no room in the car. Get in the trunk. Don't you miss the old day where you can ride in the back of the trunk with a baby sitting back there until the motherfuckers start getting drunk and hitting them wheelies everywhere.
Right. Fucking.
Yeah, when the motherfuckers start doing 90, they start flying everywhere out the truck. Then it's illegal. Me and Jermaine ride the back of the truck all the time and stand up. Me and the dude hit the brakes on us so we fall back down.
I was just about to say that. I was like, God damn, boy. I was like, when y'all start throwing niggas out of trucks? 97? I mean, the thing about that, Brent, you don't even see niggas riding the back of trucks no more.
That's because it's illegal now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you still see some Mexican doing every now and then. Like, boy, y'all ain't gonna lock all y'all. No, like, take, y'all pay, take that paper. Take that paperwork.
I didn't know that shit was illegal. Legal, like, that nigga used to be. Well, I guess nigga, we used to be on the expressway and everything, catching the wind. You don't remember that shit, Brandon, being the back of a truck on the expressway?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. Mouth full of flies and shit. How was the ride, nigga? It was smooth.
Oh man, episode wasn't that great, but we gonna end off in White Terror. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. Hey man, we gonna got two stories of White Terror. I don't know who PHW sent this thing to these white folk. I don't know what this dude put in this Sprite bottle, but he lit it lit like a bomb, man. It blew up all of them. It singed all of his daughter's eyelashes off.
And some of her hair.
In her hair. He had a Sprite bottle. He lit it. That shit blew up. It blew out like a bomb. And you can just hear the mama crying. She gonna be traumatized for the rest of her life, and daddy gone. Daddy gone, bro. You saw the video, right?
No, I think I missed that one, I guess.
It's oh, that like shit, when... yeah. That shit, wow. You gonna see that shit and be like, oh, no. No, Jack.
It's a recent video, know, like 2 days ago.
I'm listening to Brandon right now. Y'all, AMA, man, y'all gotta stop doing shit on YouTube when it comes to explosive. I just sent it to you, Brandon. Y'all need to tighten up and tighten up fast. And then we're going to move on down to the last story. Jermaine sent this fresh out the presses. I think it was Jermaine. White folks out here giving pigeons milk.
Oh, yeah. I just seen that shit. I was like, no wonder these birds be acting up.
Look at the video, Brandon, before we get off. I sent the Facebook. Yeah, man. But the lady was on milk, too. And she said, yeah, you know, man, the bird come pecking at your... It's your 10 at nighttime, and woman fix it. Woman fix it. Oh, I sent it to the wrong person. And I'm like, damn. And then you know what I hate about American people? I just sent it, Brandon. Sorry about that. What I hate about American people, because you read the comment, I can't believe that's inhumane a bird. Nigga, do you know? Sorry about that. That is inhumane to birds. Do you know how many chickens we slaughter? How many cows get the boot every day? Who likes pigeons in this world?
Man, he right, did. Tyson. He did send that little girl's face.
You got to tighten up, boy. He going to jail with that video floating on YouTube. We got to come and do a minor check or whatever they call it. Hey, man, but shout out to everybody who loved the pigeons. That's, man, they got pigeons delivering dope to the prison. Why it was all white folks too. I can't believe they would do this to our birds. Who like pigeons?
Is there anything those motherfuckers can't do?
I mean,
but she say, boy, you give a pigeon some milk, they come back to the same tent, the same place. I need it.
Motherfucker, hey, look, hey, go get about 50 of them niggas, man. I know I smell that. They got a bunch of it down there. Do you think they gonna make the animals go crazy?
You giving an animal a drug. If a mouse would chew his arm off for sugar, what you think a goddamn bird would do for some milk? I'll suck you out. You can talk.
I need it, baby.
Do a couple of those crumbs down.
Hey, don't look at me. I ain't never done nothing like this. This is my bird life. Nigga, you lie. Oh man, look at your feathers, nigga.
And PAW sent us two stories, but they, for some reason, they disappeared offline. But we all laughed at it. I should have kept it, but boy, it was epic. So that's all I got for y'all for the Tokyo Black News and Review episode 279. I'm going to give this episode an F-. If Brandon can find some good parts in it, I shake his hand next time.
All right, fair enough.
I'm going to pass the buck to Jermaine.
Don't forget, I appreciate everybody for coming out and coming through. Hard work and due diligence is still on the floor, so new stuff coming. I'll send you a picture real quick, B-Rock. You know it's the same spirit. We appreciate you, PHW, always coming through with the article. Jordan, Sarah, Ashley, if you still listen. Oh, God, Sunshine. Always, Dusty Easerman, Kim, Chris, if you're still listening, holla at a nigga. And that's all. If I forgot about you, my bad. I'm passing B-Rock.
What's up with your boy B-Rock, the White Liaison? Don't forget, you can write in TokyoBlackHour@gmail.com. You can catch us on Facebook. You can catch us on Twitter at Tokyo Black Pod. Check out the TKB Panda Shop. Get you some gear. Like I said, man, spring's right around the corner. Get that gear. Check out Christian's and Terry's books, 7 Lives, 10 Lives. They're on sale now. No Lives Left coming soon. While you're waiting for that, head on over to Endless Ink Publishing and check out their anthology series, Earth's Final Chapter, and check out Christian's entry into that series called Casa Luna. Check out Dusty and Stephanie's YouTube channel, A Date with Dustiny, where they watch reality TV jail shenanigans. And shit, I think that's it.
Christian, you owe Brandon a cut of that book fee, man. He spots you out every week. But I'm gonna leave y'all on one side, no, hey Brandon.
Yeah.
All the people in my cell when we walked out of Terminator Dark Fate. the series was over. The franchise is done. Oh man, we'll catch you. Hey Brandon.
Yeah.
One more. When that daddy realized he burnt his daughter eyelashes and hair off.
Yeah. Columbia.
We'll blame it on something. We'll catch you on the next episode. Peace. Deuces, appreciate it. Y'all boys have a good one. Is there